views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is a hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, breakthrough patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each week on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll have some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors helping to move you into more light, love, and of course, truth. And before we get started, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show and every show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave feeling expansive, inspired, lit up, and ready to take massive action. And with that, I'd like to introduce today's guest, Paul Cousineau. Paul is the leading co-creative charge at The Spiritual Voice, building a global spiritual community for spiritually inclined people from all walks of life to really enrich their everyday experiences and invite deeper fulfillment. He founded the Spiritual Voice Community membership platform and podcast for you to explore spirituality in the 21st century and inject meaning in our virtual world. Paul has participated in a shamanic apprenticeship and has training in sound therapy and therapeutic breath work. He is also a certified professional accountant license and is an associate integral coach, which gives him a balanced view of life. As a 15-year atheist and auditor, he has the perfect credentials to hold space for reflection, introspection, and self-discovery, which leads you to discover the ultimate freedom of walking in your highest truth. And the thing that really stood out for me when I was talking to Paul was his passion. When he commits to getting something done, there is no stopping him. And with that, I'd like to welcome him to the show. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And it's a real pleasure to be here with you and with everyone else listening.
I'm so excited to have you here. I'm so excited to be having this conversation. I think it's such an important conversation to be having, especially in this day and age of technology. And I wanted to ask you, tell us about your journey. I know it's like you've got this whole diversified background. I'd love to hear about your journey.
Yeah. So the journey in a nutshell, because that would be an entire show, but as you said in the introduction, I mean, I have a background in accounting as well as a CPA and an auditor, and I was really going for the money, and it's kind of like that typical big corp story until I realized that there was a big piece missing in my life. And that led me to face depression and face darkness in myself. And I also didn't believe in anything else. I mean, when you're talking here that we're about bringing the truth, well, I certainly believe that there was not even a concept of truth outside of science. And then that was certainly not a way for me to find health and happiness in the world. Because right off the start, it's like when you're in your first days in life for years or 10 years, it feels almost, well, you don't necessarily have the right cards to be able to win. And then mathematically, scientifically, well, you're never going to get ahead of the curve because you start at the disadvantage. There's already families that are wealthy. There's already people in power, all of those different things. And then that led me in an interesting fate to go into the Amazon rainforest and work with shamans there. Now, that whole piece is a story in itself, but all that to say that I was confronted with the Book of the Dead from Tibet several occasions. And after the third time, I realized, well, maybe I should pick this up. And then I got introduced to some of the plant medicines through different stories on podcasts. And I got a book on it. And then as I was reading that book, there was a major event where I had gotten accepted in law school for McGill because I thought that would be the source of my happiness that I was seeking. And I literally started throwing up. And that's when I knew this is doesn't look like the bat for me. I don't think that adding a law degree and those credentials will actually lead me to having a happy and fulfilling life. And then I contacted the author of one of the books that I was reading. And then that led me in the Amazon rainforest. That opened up to an understanding of reality in my life from a first person. Just being immersed in nature was something that was completely foreign to me. I mean, I had gone in Boy Scout camps and things like that, but nothing like the Amazon rainforest. And I literally became alive. Like my cells could breathe and I could understand what people meant by the earth is a living entity. And by living entity, I'm not necessarily mean a super sentient form that is guiding you, although that may be a possibility depending on your beliefs, but that everything around us is actually alive and feeding. And then this is what started my own transformation process, which lasted probably the last 3 or 4 years and is currently ongoing. And I knew that I wanted to be doing something different, but I didn't exactly know what that was. Up to this point in January of 2016, where I had a series of dreams, which was guiding me through the concept of the spiritual voice, which I have to say, I didn't come up with the name. That was my wife. So if she is actually listening,
shout out to your wife.
But I, as I had those dreams, I got afraid and I didn't really understand what it meant. It had all of these different concepts of, and that's what we're going to be talking a little bit about, which is a global community and how can we tap into spirituality in the face of technology? And I thought, well, how can this even be? I can understand having, you know, monasteries, having churches, having all of these concepts in the past, but I don't imagine, you know, a congregation of people coming up with iPhones and Android devices and then practicing a form of spirituality. Although I decided to really reflect on it and consider, well, how could that take shape and who would be willing to join the adventure and make that happen, which is bringing me exactly to this moment right now here with you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, and I want to ask you, because in your bio, it talks about you being an atheist. Do you consider yourself still an atheist with all this learning and this exploration you've been doing?
No, not at this point. That was a big chunk of my life from my early teens or even preteens up until the moment when I went in the Amazon. When I went there, I actually was partially on a quest to prove that there was nothing else out there in the universe and to determine once and for all, we're only carbon atoms. And if I don't push the experiment to the maximum extent possible within my means, then I won't know for sure. I mean, obviously, now you can see that it's a different answer that I received. But that's why I feel that in spirituality, there's so many different ways that we can look at it. And I have to say, I mean, there's a lot of things that I see, which I consider is a little bit out there. And I'm like, well, I'm not too sure that I actually believe that. And this seems pretty far-fetched. And then this background as an atheist allows me to ask questions about, well, what is the truth in that? Is that something that I can experience for myself? What perspective do I want to take? And that's also using the background as an auditor. So although I consider myself very spiritual, I don't believe in dogma and I don't also take anything for granted just because someone says that that is so, even if they're an expert on the subject.
Well, I think it's awesome. I actually like part of my beliefs are like that we choose everything, right? Which is a really big idea. It's a really big concept. But like if that was the case, you know, then it would make sense why you would have one piece of your background would be that you would have chosen initially to start off being an atheist, to start off being an auditor, so that you could really question everything and really create the space so that you could really be inquisitive. So that's very I think that's very, very interesting. So we are actually I want to talk more with you about those. We have so much to talk about. But we're going to take a quick break here. So you are listening to Truth Talk and I am your host, Deb Acker. When we come back, we're going to explore more with Paul. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. or sea, a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream I've got to make come true. There's just one round I've got to win. I can't be a loser with you.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Back on Truth Talk. I'm your host, Deb Acker. My guest today is Paul Cusino, and we are exploring connection in the 21st century. Before we continue, Paul, can you give everyone your contact info, please?
For sure. And I'll make that really easy and simple. So you can find out all about me and what we do at The Spiritual Voice by visiting our website, www.thespiritualvoice.com. And the reason why I say the W's is because it's actually the full name, thespiritualvoice.com. And there you'll have a link for our podcast show. You're going to have a link for the community itself, as well as for our essential spiritual toolkit for busy people in a fast-paced world and see everything that we're up to.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. So I want to talk to you about this whole, because I think a lot of us are challenged with this whole, like, balancing like, how do we balance like the spirituality piece with like getting continuously getting pulled by technology, right? And how do you see spirituality evolving in the light of this evolution of technology?
So there's a lot of different ways that I'm seeing it evolve and the different trends. One of them that I'm seeing is that we're actually delegating our spirituality to online information and apps. And what I mean by that is, I mean, even now you can get an app and it's going to tell you when to meditate, how to meditate, different techniques. You can get devices that will get wired to your head and actually send you signals for different brain waves, patterns. And there's all of these different means that people are starting to introduce in their spirituality. Now, on the flip side, which is not as extreme or, let's say, crazy, because even for me, it's like, wow, like that's a little bit intense having electrodes to your head. But people can actually be just accessing information online, reading a bunch of different sites, and most importantly, through social media. So on Facebook, there's all of these different groups that are being created, and it can be, hey, third chakra, pineal gland, if it's for meditation, Buddhism, Zen, it doesn't really matter what you're looking for. There's probably a group that exists for it. Now, what's happened, though, is that the constraints of those mediums, so I'm talking about social media and even what fits in an app, is that it makes it very superficial. And superficial in the sense that you can't go much beyond the surface. I mean, even on Facebook, when is the last time that you've actually read like a full page? You know, like I'm talking like, let's say you open a Word document and you have a full page of text. I don't remember that happening to me, at least in the last few months, on site of Facebook. So
except for like in the guidelines.
Exactly.
Which people aren't reading. So yeah, absolutely.
And people want images, people want videos. So then you see a lot of those motivational quotes. There's like these instant techniques. And even people that are sharing the information about it, they tend to be creating like very quick downloads, which are a few minutes, which are just like one page to read, huge fonts, things like that, so that it's easy to consume because people are fighting for our attention. Now, what happens here is that spiritual practice actually requires us to slow down and to immerse ourselves in the experience so that we can get to know ourselves. And with the fast pace of social media and with other online mediums, it doesn't allow us to actually sink in. I mean, you'd have, even if, let's say, you were reading an image and it had like three sentences on it, and it was showing you perhaps a technique of listening inwards and tapping into your intuition. Reading it and even sitting 5 minutes with it is highly unlikely. Most people would actually not do that. Even myself, I even if I read it, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll save that for later. Or even worse, I'll tell myself, okay, I'm going to try that. And then 10 seconds later, ah, wow, that was sure interesting. And I like that experience. I'm going to do that again.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, and it's like, we're lucky if we even remember to come back to it, right? Because we have the good intention of thinking, okay, I'm going to come back to this at another time. And then, you know, something else comes up. And you, like you said, like even a minute later, we're totally in another direction. And that what was put in front of us is totally off the radar.
Exactly. So what I feel here is that the access to information is great. The access to the network is amazing. But if we want it to be a meaningful process and actually access a truth inside of ourselves, we need to create space and we need to create time. And this is the paradox of it, because it seems like there's increasing demands for our time and our attention. But it's imperative that we do that. And that is, I feel, in direct proportion to the intensity of the demands. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's say that you never pause for even 5 minutes to really reflect on what you just read, of what you just consumed, or perhaps to do a practice. I believe that by sitting for 5 minutes and reflecting on it, you will actually have a really deep understanding of yourself, and it will be amazing. Now, if let's say that you're not doing anything and you tend to go and walk in the woods all day and those types of experience, for you to have that breakthrough experience, I would be willing to bet that for most people, they would probably have to sit for like 3 days for that to happen. So it is not necessarily detrimental if we allow ourselves to create a space that is proportional to the demands that we're facing. But that requires a certain amount of discipline. So what we've done with the Spiritual Voice is we've got a private forum that's outside of Facebook. And people told me, you're crazy. Like, this won't work. Like, if you make a community that's online, you need to make it on Facebook because this is where everyone are. It's so easy for people. But the simple act that you have to go in a different space, that you've got a much bigger white space to fill when you're writing in something, that there is the ability to actually connect with people at a later date, and then you might be using video conferencing or, you know, whatever it means that you want, will actually tell you that this is something that is more important and you're going to have to plan accordingly. In a lot of spiritual traditions, making space and setting an intention and a purpose was actually planting that seed for that process. So simply by going to another area, you're giving yourself the space that is necessary for you to perhaps uncover that truth inside of yourself.
Well, and that brings up a really good point, right? Because you're talking about this whole necessity of like making space. And so many times in our life when we want to create something new, we have to make the space for it, right? And if we're in our old habits, if we're in our old patterns, it can be really hard to shift like what we're doing, right? Especially it's like if you're finding something on Facebook, for example, like what we're talking about here today, you know, if you're finding something on Facebook and you're like, okay, I want to dig deeper into that. And then, you know, on Facebook, there's so many things coming at you at one point and it's created specifically to keep hitting that button, right? To keep scrolling, to keep moving through, to keep finding new things. So it's created for interaction. And that's the spirituality piece is kind of that opposite of interaction, right? It's the opposite of sort of like it's meant to really be still and not, you know, not having that interaction. So what role then do you think that, you know, spiritual teachers and masters, like what is their role in this time of technology?
I feel that their role is actually to present powerful direct experiences that will sufficiently awaken a sense in the person that is receiving it, that is practicing it, so that they decide that it will be worthwhile for them to invest their time and their energy to continue on that journey. So again, it's like, let's say that someone is using an online platform and is competing with all of that attention, but if they were able in 2 minutes to give you an experience that is deeply profound and that brings you about a realization of yourself, of your life, where things are going, perhaps about your family or your friends, then you might actually say, well, what is this experience? And now I want to know more. Once that is set, then I feel that it is their role to present other steps for you to take to be able to continue the journey. Now, if you happen to go at a yoga studio, because that's another environment that I'm very familiar with, I believe that here again, it is to plant that seed in you so that you decide that the yoga won't simply be physical exercise or it won't simply be release from stress, but actually create a structure where you can have that minute of deep inner truth. And that can happen in so many ways. Now, what I believe that people should not be doing if they're trying to guide others is to impose rules and see exactly how this is going to be. Because there's so many different ways and avenues and information that is made available today that I don't believe there's one specific way. And then that will immediately discredit the expert if they insist on their path. Now, if they say, here are all the benefits of it, and I believe that this will bring you to your destination, that's fine. But if they say this is the only way, well, it's not believable anymore because you can turn around and although you may not take all these different paths, you're clearly seeing that there's other paths and then there's other people that reach that destination by walking them. So you can't simply have someone that is creating strictness. And they might say, no, you got to jump off of Facebook. You got to do all those things. And I don't feel like any of that is necessary. And then the last piece of it is I feel that they need to be embracing technology because this is where most people spend their time. And if we deny people's experience and what they're doing in their lives, then how are we going to actually be able to reach them? Spirituality has to be something that is practical. If it's not practical and it doesn't relate to our experience, then I don't think it's useful.
Yeah, well, and I would say like what, you know, what you're talking about, a lot of it, like I look at things from energy perspective, right? And what you're talking about, what I hear is this whole expansion versus contraction, right? When someone comes to you with like black and white thinking and tells you exactly how that is, if you tune into how that feels in your body, it feels heavy. It feels restricting. But if you actually tune it, you know, if you give someone a choice and you give them options and you give them just sort of like, here's one option, here's one, you know, here's one way of the land of infinite possibilities, it's a completely different experience. So we are going to take a break. I'm your host, Deb Acker. When we get back, we're going to explore more with Paul. So just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Thank you. I was born. The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
We're back on Truth Talk, and for those just tuning in, I'm here talking with Paul Cousineau, and I want to even dive deeper into this, Paul, and talk to you about this whole, the commercialization of what's happening, you know, with religion and spirituality, and really, like, you know, it's like we're all abundant beings, and how do we really find balance between this, like, abundance that we all desire and so deserve, and this commercialization that's happening within the realm of spirituality? In the spiritual world.
I love that topic, and I think that's a fabulous idea. So one of the very practical things, and I never even thought about it until this very moment, although I can see myself applying those principles, is budgeting. Because everything costs money today, and even understanding, well, how much are we actually wanting to allocate, or up to how much are we wanting to allocate for any services that are part of personal growth, spirituality, or any type of religious service, it might actually be a good idea, so that we understand, well, how far are we willing to go. But what I feel here is more important a topic is that if you start looking into it, and I mean, Google tends to be one of the main areas for searching today. What I have been surprised with is that most of my searches leading from spiritual concept end up leading to some kind of product or service that is claiming to bring more abundance in my life, that is supposed to be bringing wealth, that is supposed to inject me with all of the different material goods that I've been wanting. And I think that this is actually a dangerous road that is being presented to us. Now, not from the standpoint that we don't necessarily want abundance and we don't want these things, but from the standpoint that I believe that there's a lot of people that are actually preying on others that are seeking truth, that are looking for answers. And then these people, it's kind of like having the wolves mixed with the sheep. And I've seen a revolution of spiritual entrepreneurs. Now, if I step back and I look at it, well, I would say, yeah, I'm a spiritual entrepreneur too, because I mean, I do offer a membership service and I have other services and trips I organize in destinations with spiritual intentions. But on the flip side, there's so many people that are offering what they call as a spiritual path, which is become an entrepreneur and I'm going to teach you these basic business skills that you're going to need to have an abundant life and make a difference that you should be making in the world. And I don't believe that their intents are actually genuine and wanting to help you. And I also don't think that these people, most of them, are coming from a place of serving or actually grounded in spirituality, which for me is personal values that if they're applied will make your life and the life of other people better. So I don't know if you've seen any of that out there in the online world or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I absolutely have seen it. And I would say, like, basically it's our responsibility as coaches, as, you know, spiritual leaders in this world to have, like, you know, to come from that place of support, to come from that place of service and really helping one another. And so I've seen both ends of the spectrum, right? I've seen that end of the spectrum where someone's like, I'm going to help you make lots of money. And like, that's their focus and that's their wiring. And they get stuck in that one centering point. And obviously, you know, we're all meant to have abundant lives and we're all really meant to be comfortable in our lives. We're not meant to be in the struggle at all. So it's not about the struggle, but when that becomes your focus and you lose sight of that support, you lose sight of that service, that's where so many, where I've seen like so many people missing that mark. So I totally get, you know, I totally get what you're talking about. And you're talking, what I heard you talking about too, it's sort of like this presentation that's happening, in our world where we kind of believe that looking outside it, like where someone else is going to have the answers for us. And that, I think, and I'd love you to expand on this, but it's like that centering where it's like, oh, I'm going to help you, like, basically to, and it's like, it's this whole piece of like, we're looking outside of ourselves for value. We're looking outside of ourselves for happiness. We're even looking outside of ourselves for that abundance. And we forget that we have all of the answers. Can you expand on that?
Oh, yeah, I can. And like a very specific example, too, of what I was referring to is like you might be searching because you're going through an awakening process. You're starting to see auras, let's say. And then next thing you know, your research brings you to, oh, well, you need to ground yourself in your first chakra, which is about security, and you've got money blocks. And it's like, wow, how did that happen? And then somehow then you're led to this service that is supposed to bring you money. And I'm like, no, that's not what was happening at all. So I think when you were talking about that discernment too, it's like, well, we have to remember what is our initial intent when we're seeking out in the marketplace. Now, the other piece of it is even going to, let's say, a yoga studio or martial arts. I find that a lot of it is being sold. And then there's not necessarily the required depth in the practice. So one example of this is meditation time. I personally believe that meditation is very important to the process. And meditation can look so many different ways. Essentially, I find it's creating that space and that time that we were talking about so that answers can come into you. Now, so many places that I've practiced yoga at do incorporate very minimal amount of time. It's like 1 or 2 minutes of that. And why do they not do it more? I believe that it's because it doesn't have that commercial appeal. People don't feel like they're doing much during that time. So then it's finding the right blend of educating people into what actually they're looking for and then building that trust so that even if you had, let's say you went to a yoga class and for half an hour, they might be doing different techniques that are not necessarily the postures, but that you trust into that teacher so that you actually go forward with that process and then you discover what will happen at the end of it. And for that teacher to be taking that risk, to actually be wanting to go outside of the box. And I feel that because of the digital age, there's so many different ways that we can go outside of the box. And it's fine and fair to be paying if a person is actually providing the service that we feel that we need and that we're seeking. But it's also, we have to understand that it may not look exactly how we want it to look. And then as we experience it, then to have discernment. And how do we develop that discernment is also by having time outside of the practice to look at the practice as an observer. I mean, I could be doing something for a year, like a breathing technique, but until I actually sit back and evaluate how my life has changed and myself has evolved as a result of that breathing technique, I'll never know if I'm just buying snake oil or if this is actually a genuine technique that's giving me positive results.
Right, right. And I think discernment is the key. So before we take our final break here, actually, I want to ask you one more question. You know, we're talking about connection, right? And connection through online relationships. What are your recommendations in forming connection online and through our online relationships?
My number one recommendation is whenever you make a new friend, a new connection, actually ask them if they want to get on video with you. Most of us have internet that supports a video connection, and this will allow you to see and talk with the other person, which will make them much more real in your reality and in the way that your brain is decoding what is actually happening. And after that, even if you engage in chat and you see their posts or maybe you're exchanging emails, you're going to actually have a feel of that person's personality. And then connect with them more often. I mean, one of the things that I've been doing on Facebook is every time I have a new friend, I extend that invitation. And you would be amazed how many people are like, wow, this was amazing. Like, I love just getting on Skype or I love just getting like on Zoom or there's even like a Facebook video. And people are like, that was so wonderful. And I feel that this is what's going to allow us to be more connected with people. Because otherwise, I mean, it's just kind of like when you're reading the newspaper or when you were reading the newspaper, if you still don't do that, how much connection do you actually feel with the journalists when you're reading their article? Well, not much. You don't even realize there's another human that wrote that probably. So get in a way that makes it, that it engages your senses in real time as much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that will absolutely help in bridging the gap. I know anytime, and we had a video conversation when we first met, and it's a powerful thing to connect with someone and really put, see them eye to eye and just be able to connect with them in person online. So before we take our final break, Paul, can you give the listeners your contact info one more time?
Sure. So quick and easy. You can find everything by visiting my website, www.paulcarlson.com. thespiritualvoice.com. And there you're going to find the podcast, the Spiritual Voice community, my email, as well as all of the other content that we have there, including the Essential Spiritual Toolkit for busy people in a fast-paced world.
Awesome. Awesome. So this is Deb Acker with Truth Talk. We're going to go on a quick break. And when we return, I am going to share my tidbits of truth on connection. And as always, we'll finish with a vibration activation. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hello and welcome back. So in this last and final segment, I want to talk about connection, because connection is really what it's all about. and, you know, this online connection and how we cross over. And really, I will say too, like, what I've been doing more recently is reaching out, like, just like Paul was saying, like, reaching out and having those video conversations. I've also been just reaching out and just talking to people, like, when I connect with them, especially people that I don't know or haven't known in some part of my life or have never really connected with in person, just reaching out and, like, and asking them about, you know, about themselves, right? To share, like, what's up for them, what they're working on, like, what they're excited about, maybe something that they're scared about, like, just to try to, like, delve deeper into this, you know, how we bridge this gap from being in the online world to being in in the quote unquote real world. Connection in general, you know, as I was thinking about connection, really, you know, I was thinking about how I've created, like, the deepest connections in my life. And one of the things that came up for me was really just to see people's, like, hearts, right? To see, like, to see them from this space of just, their vulnerability, right? And that little kid that lives within all of us that's seeking, whether they're seeking approval, they're seeking, whatever they're seeking in their lives, just to be able to see them from that perspective, that in itself, you know, like, when we're in these places and we start to go into spaces of judgment or critical, which is very common, can be very common in our world. It can be very helpful to kind of really look at someone from the space of their heart, look at them from that little child that lives within them that is just likely doing the best that we can. And so as I was thinking about connection too, just thinking about what are the ways that I'm present in my everyday life. And one of the biggest things is, like, when I go out to dinner or when I go out with friends, I put down my phone, right? So it's really common. I know, you know, in this day and age, it's very common for us to have our phones everywhere. And you know, we'll go out to dinner and we kind of have it sitting on the table. But I'll make a practice of really putting away my phone and really being present where I am with the person that I am. And what ends up happening is that, and then I'm no longer thinking about my phone or thinking about checking Facebook or thinking about something that I posted and, you know, how many people have seen it. And I'm able to just be present and be in that moment. Breath too is really, really important in creating that connection and really, making sure that we're present. And really with connection, whether it's online, whether it's offline, we have the responsibility to really focus on it, right? And make it important, right? Because if you think about where this world could be going, if we just literally stay behind our computers at all times, you know, we could lose this connection that we have, that the face-to-face connection that we have that's so important to our survival, that's so important to us thriving, that's so important to us really feeding our souls, feeding our hearts, right? And so I want to do a clearing today really on being in that presence, being, you know, getting off the technology. And so for those of you guys who are new to my clearings, basically what I'm going to do is I'll connect you to the light and I'll walk you through this step by step, but we'll bring light all the way through the body. And then we'll just see that light expanding out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And again, I'll walk you through that step by step. And then I might say something like everywhere you're not present. And you want to just see that coming out of your body. And you might breathe in that moment, breathe in presence, breathe in truth, breathe in light. So I'll give you a positive alternative. If there's another positive alternative that comes up that I don't mention, feel free to breathe that in as well. And so with that, go ahead and close your eyes. And if you're operating heavy machinery or if you're driving, please do not close your eyes. But for everybody else, go ahead and close your eyes and just taking a nice deep inhale and just breathing in through your belly and filling the sides of the body and the chest with air. And then just exhaling out. And just one more time, just taking a nice deep breath, just breathing in through the nose and filling the belly and the sides of the body and the chest with air. And just exhaling out. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. We naturally do this when we pray. And just see, sense, or feel that light. And you want to just imagine this liquid light coming down through your forehead, down past your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, down across your neck, down across your shoulders, down your torso, just liquid light filling every crevice of your body, good, down your legs and out through your feet. And connecting into the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just allowing this liquid light to come back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up to your face. And one more time, just a liquid light shower just coming down all the way through your face, down across your shoulders, down your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And connecting that light from above and below. And just go ahead and expand that light into the room that you're in. And you want to just see that light getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And just go ahead and expand it into the entire building that you're in. Just open, expanding, and breathing out past the entire city that you're in, no matter where you are. Just see that getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now out past the entire country that you're in, wherever you are, just expanding and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now out past the entire continent, just open, expanding, and breathing. Good. Now out past the entire world, so just super, super, super big, covering the entire world, this liquid light just covering every crevice of the world. Good. And just expanding out past the entire universe, past all the planets. Just see that light expanding out bigger and bigger and bigger. Just feel it expanding out bigger and bigger and bigger. And just open, expanding, and breathing. Good. And everywhere you're not feeling presence in your life, everywhere you're not feeling present, just exhaling that out and just breathing in presence, breathing in truth, and breathing in light. Just breathing in presence, breathing in truth, breathing in light. And just everywhere you don't feel focused, everywhere you feel scattered in some way, just exhaling that out. And again, just breathing in presence and breathing in focus. Breathing in presence, breathing in focus, breathing in presence, breathing in focus. Good. And everywhere that you're putting technology first and it's hurting your relationship in some way, just exhaling that out and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love. And everywhere that money, abundance, or technology is more important than connection and it's hurting your relationships in some way, just exhaling that out and just breathing in connection, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love. Breathing in truth, light, love, and connection. And just everywhere you're in some way you feel not connected to yourself in some way, just exhaling that out and just breathing in connection and breathing in connection to self. Breathing in connection and breathing in connection to self. And everywhere in some way you're in your doing versus being, right? Just exhaling out that need to do and just breathing in your being, breathing in your being, breathing in your being. And everywhere in some way you've lost yourself, right? Everywhere you feel not connected to self, everywhere in some way you've lost yourself, just exhaling that out and just breathing in connection to self, breathing in your connection to yourself, breathing in the connection to your soul. Breathing connection to self. And just everywhere in some way you're looking outside of yourself for answers, for value, for happiness, just exhaling that out and just breathing in the truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, light, and the answers. Breathing in truth, light, worth, happiness, and the answers. Breathing in truth, light, worth, and the answers. And just taking a nice deep inhale and then exhaling out. Just one more time, just taking a nice deep inhale and then just exhaling out. Good. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. And sometimes I mention this, but with any of the clearings that I do, you can always replay the clearings and they will continue to keep clearing and keep shifting. You'll continue to keep having changes, keep having shifts, to keep clearing and shifting. So that's always something, that's always an option with any of the episodes, any of the clearings I do. And so with that, I want to thank my guest today, Paul Cusino, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank you all for tuning into Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. So if you have a comment on the show or you'd like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahacker.com. And there you can also sign up for my complimentary 30-minute discovery session, as well as my free Living in Your Truth guide. And next week on Truth Talk, we'll have Harry Pritchett talking about reinvention from the inside out. And how he's gone from improv and acting to coaching. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.